Good evening, everybody. Thanks for letting us come to your town here in Bloomington. We appreciate it, and always look forward to coming down and meeting with you guys. On this Monday, June 19th, public meeting of the Board of Garrett County Commissioners, if everyone would please rise, we'll say the pledge, and then Commissioner Titchen will say the invocation.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You bow in, please. Precious and loving Heavenly Father, Lord, we just come to you today thanking you for the many blessings that you give us each and every day. Lord, we would just ask that you would give us the wisdom and the strength and the courage that we need here tonight to do the business that we are about to partake of here. Lord, we thank you for those people that have shown up here, and we would just ask that you just guide and direct each and every one of us. Lord, we thank you for everything that you do for us, and we just continue to bless you and praise you and give you all the glory. We ask all this in thy most precious holy name. Amen.
Please be seated. Mr. Knoll, are there any additions, deletions, changes to the public agenda?
No, sir, there are not.
Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
We have a second.
Second.
Agenda approved by mutual consent. Everybody got a copy of the minutes in advance of the meeting. Are there any additions, corrections, questions about the minutes?
Actually, I did have one. I forgot. They had Belton as Bolton.
Okay. Okay. Make that change?
Should change that, yep. I think.
Yeah, right here, under number 7.
Okay.
I'll mark it on here.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Thank you.
Anything else?
That's all I have.
Motion to approve the minutes as amended?
So moved.
You have a second?
Second.
All right. Minutes as amended, approved by mutual consent. Okay, we have a whole slate of appointments to different boards that the county commissioners are responsible for appointing people to. We have the Garrett County Civil Service Board. Employee representative voted on by the employees for a 2-year term is Adam Rounds from the Sheriff's Department. Commissioner appointment is to reappoint Betty Wolford for a 2-year term. Any questions on the Civil Service Board? Next is the Deep Creek Watershed Board of Zoning Appeals. Wayne Harmon's term expires. He did not seek reappointment. The recommendation for the 3-year term is Robert Hoffman, who's currently serving as an alternate to replace Mr. Harmon. Bruce Swift would be a reappointment, and Michael Beard would be appointed then as the alternate member. Any question on the Watershed Board of Zoning Appeals? Garrett County Health Planning Council recommend the reappointment of 7 current members for an additional 3-year term. That's George Evans, Dr. Will McGill, Stephen Putman, Christy Reckert, Robin McGill, Pamela Hegeman, and Robin Skipper. Questions on that? And the Garrett County Department of Social Services Advisory Board recommends a reappointment of the following for a 3-year term, and that is Penny Proudfoot, Carol Mowbray Brooks, and Diana Bowler. Any questions on any of that? Hearing none, we'll take all these at one time. Do we have a motion to approve all of the recommendations for the 4 boards?
So moved.
We have a second?
Second.
Question on the motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All appointments ratified. Next up, Garrett County Community Action Committee. Fiscal year 2018 county property tax abatement request for the properties owned by Community Action, which are, excuse me, Overlook Early Child Education Center, Grantsville Senior Center, 112 Liberty Street in Oakland, Liberty Street Center, the former M&T Bank Building in Kitzmiller, Transit Maintenance Facility on Francis Sanders Lane. And that is it. Questions on that? All right, hearing none, do we have a motion to approve property tax abatement on community action properties listed?
So moved.
Motion, we have a second.
Second.
Question on the motion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries. Next up is the program open space request. We had $208,846.80. And the recommendations are for the town of Accident, for their ball field at Town Park East, town of Oakland, a dog park and baseball field bleachers at Broadford, along with fencing and backstop for softball league. Avilton wanted an LED sign and chain link fencing. Lock Lynn requested security cameras, picnic tables, and lighting bollards for their athletic complex and some signage at their boardwalk. Garrett College, some work on their baseball field, and including drainage and replacement of some lighting. Board of Education to improve Southern High School baseball field. Town of Grantsville, security cameras and trash cans in the community park in the town of Friendsville. Some fencing, some security cameras, and playground mulch. And those numbers added up equal the amount allotted to us by the state. And if you'll recall, these were the number one and number two requests from those areas. Questions about program open space requests? Hearing none, we have a motion to approve the recommendations.
So moved.
We have a second?
Second.
All right, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and those allocations are approved. Next up on the agenda, and probably why most of you are here, we like to come down at least once a year and give an update on where we are with the water system. And to do that, we brought Pat Hudnall, who oversees DPU, which would be responsible for that project. And Pat, if you could give an overview of that, where we are and what the outlook looks like.
Sure. So a few things have changed since the last time we spoke about this. Last time I was down here, we were going to tie in and connect with Western Board to purchase finished water from them. We've had some issues, both cost and timing-wise. They're lagging behind on their part of their project. There's some issues with the mill, whether or not the water's even going to get extended that far. So we've kind of dropped back, and at this point we're changing gears. We're going to construct our own water treatment plant on the hill there, replace what we have, and go from there. We've also had the past couple winters pretty harsh freeze-thaw cycles. Damaged one of the water tanks up there. I don't know if you guys know, but one of them is currently out of service. We're operating on just one tank at this point. We were able to secure some roughly $450,000 in emergency grant funding from USDA to do an emergency project to replace those tanks. We're hoping to get that bid out on the street in the next few weeks. We have a public hearing coming up on that project on July 3rd up in Oakland at the courthouse. That's basically to present the project and cost. And then we're hoping to get a case from USDA to go to bid for engineering services for the plant. That should take place this summer and fall. Hopefully we'll see some work start in the fall, optimistically. Realistically, probably some work on the new plant start spring of next year. At this point, we are still on pace to keep the tax rate where it is now. We're not looking at any increases on tax rate or water bills.
So Pat, new water tank should be completed by the end of this year.
New water tank should be completed by the end of this year. By this fall, really, pretty quickly.
So, summary, we've been down here now 3 years and we've seen this evolve a little bit. Excuse me. Not going to Western Port, I know some of you had some concerns about the control of that. If we got water from Western Port, that's now not going to happen. We're going to do it ourselves and maintain it here, which we're pretty pleased with. And it looks like end of next year, the whole thing will be redone. And we're able to do that at the same cost, at no additional cost to you all. That's what we told you in the beginning we were going to try to do, and it looks like that's what we're going to be able to do. And thank Pat and Jay for their work on that and kind of making sure we could do those things and keep those rates and everything where they're at. So if you guys have any questions now, since we have the experts down here, fire away.
On the tank, the new tank,
mm-hmm.
would be the same gallons?
It'll be 150,000 gallons. So currently we have two 60,000 gallon tanks up there. We'll actually increase volume a little bit. Luke is kind of in a tough spot, so we added some volume to the tank in case Luke ever came wanting to purchase water from our system.
So actually increase capacity a little bit. Anyone else? All right. Thank you, Pat. Appreciate it. So we think that's good news for Bloomington, and we'll certainly keep you updated on that as time goes on and things happen. But you'll see some work start up there, I would think, in the next month or so on the tank. Okay, any other questions or comments about anything in the county at all? Yes, sir.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys can do anything, but is there any way we can get these big popcorn trucks off of Savings River Road? The road's not wide enough for them, and they'll run you off the road if they're coming out of there.
Jay?
Well, we have problems with trucks and speeding and all kinds of things all throughout the county. And it boils down to it's an enforcement issue. And I know exactly what you're talking about, because when we did the paving of the upper portion of Savage River Road, up around Big Run and up in that area, we heard that the whole time we were up there. So we have talked with through our TAC committee, Traffic Advisory Committee of Garrett County, with the state police and the county sheriff's department. Of course, they have only so many people they can put in certain areas because of issues like that. But that's about the only thing we can do. They have a right to use the road. They pay a road use tax and fuel tax to use those roads, and there's really not a whole lot we can do to stop them. So the issue is, can we control them through enforcement? So anytime you feel that there is an issue with speeding or reckless driving, any of those issues that concern you, call the Garrett County Sheriff's Office or the McHenry Clerics of the Maryland State Police and report it. And usually the state police will send the weight crew guys into the area to monitor the trucks. So unless people call them and let them know that these issues are going on, they'll only send a deputy or a trooper through there occasionally. And, of course, usually when they go through, they don't see any of that stuff happening. So
they'll run you in the ditch. I mean, you're the one that's got to give. They won't.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So, yeah, definitely make that phone call, because that's the only way you're going to get any results. Same way with speeding. We could put speed limit signs up every 10 feet, but if there's no one there to enforce it, we don't have enforcement power. We can't stop trucks or cars or anything else. You have to have the enforcement. So call in and tell them.
Okay, one other thing. What's their intentions where they put the Jersey walls up and put the one lane?
Well, matter of fact, before we came to this meeting, we went up and the commissioners and the administrator and us went up and we gave them an inspection view of what we're seeing there. I think we're all in agreement that it's dangerous. We had those two gigantic boulders earlier this spring fall off there. So. We're looking into that. It's going to take some time. We even have the county's attorney working on it. We don't own the property where the rocks are located, so there's a lot of things we need to do to begin the process of figuring out how to make that a safe area. So it's being looked into. It may be a slow process, but we're working on it.
The hope ultimately is that we can get the state to do something there to help stabilize that. DNR actually owns property there, so we kind of have to ask them to help us, and that's where we're at with that. That's why our attorney's looking at it, so that he can talk to DNR and see what options are available and what we can do. But we're very aware of it, and we did look at it tonight. And on your other issue, I just talked to Kevin. We'll follow up with Sheriff Corley as well on your concern with the trucks on the road, just to get
there's
it on
there's a big radio. Blue one. He comes down out there, and you better get out of his way.
Can you get a name of the owner if he ever goes by? If you ever anything that identifies a certain truck or company or even a license, whatever you could get safely. You don't walk out in the road trying to do it. But if you can and provide that to the sheriff, it would be a big help.
Yeah, I've got property up that way up Dry Run. You really got to watch yourself because they come down out of there.
I know you're exactly right. I think they cut down through there to try to avoid the
ways. And all that.
Yep.
Thank you.
Anyone else? All right. Hearing nothing, keep in mind we will have the public hearing on the 3rd up at the courthouse on the water tank. And all that is basically is give an overview of what Pat just gave here. You have to do it to get those funds. There shouldn't be anything come out of that that would slow us down or prohibit us from doing what we need to do there. So we get that done, and then the next step will be to work on the plant, and we'll get this water system done for you guys. So we thank you all for allowing us to come down. We thank you for coming out, and that was pretty short and sweet and painless. So do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
All right. Meeting adjourned. Thanks for coming.